The US Treasury and State Departments are sanctioning 200 individuals and entities for their continued support of Russia's war effort. That list includes around a dozen Russian financial institutions. Also, to mark the 12-month point in the conflict, the Pentagon has pledged around $2 billion of additional military assistance, including air defense systems and ammunition. And the leaders of the G7 countries announced the creation of an enforcement team to prevent Moscow from exploiting sanctions loopholes. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.